Attention all personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5.
It's not what you said. It's how you said it. Let's do this.
What is this? Amateur hour?
I'm
what is
this? Than Ace of
amateur
Spades,
hour?
More militant than you and your whole damn army.
Amateur hour?
While you out there chanting that rally,
dick shows
proud politicians. I'm taking out
listen
any
up,
money
ladies.
Fucking suffer on the humble that gets in my way.
Immature? Dick jokes?
So I tell
is it
you
immature?
What?
It is. It's
when
mature
your
audience is only,
starts,
but it is immature.
You call
humor.
Me.
How about that?
Now I'll be right down front showing you how to live.
Not now.
But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. How many of you are listening to Greasy House? Gemini Jackson, Sermon of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm gay.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Work it, baby.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Hypothetical meta analysis.
Speaking of working it.
So, the Burrito recently got a nice Fuji camera.
Tell us about it, Burrito!
I did.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
A film camera?
I got an old used X-T20. No, it's digital.
Fingers
but it's
only.
Cool.
Fuji like makes digital?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
DSLRs.
I know somebody that works for Fuji.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they're all crop sensors.
Yeah, but they're mirrorless.
What does that mean?
So in an SLR, you have a single lens reflection to actually take the picture, and it does this thing to make a, you know, to turn the shutter. Yeah.
Would it surprise you to know that's a, I didn't know that that stood for a single.
I don't know that it does.
Oh, but
I think it makes sense.
He's just trying to answer a question.
Might be like,
anyways, go ahead.
Something
sorry.
Different. Anyway.
And the mirrorless.
Yeah, mirrorless doesn't require that. It goes direct from the lens, focuses down onto the sensor itself.
Is that called a CCD?
No, that's just a CCD is a, like a different way that it captures information.
Damn, Gemini Jackson with the camera knowledge. Yeah. Dropping bombs!
CCD and CMOS. CMOS is the most.
Are you getting this, Burrito?
What's the D stand for? Do you
take
know?
Notes!
Digital.
So SLR and the D is digital.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a new camera, huh? And it's not a film camera.
Not a film camera. But the Fujifilms have these film simulations, which are really cool. So they look like...
They got Instagram filters built in?
Yeah, built wow. into the camera. They're named after like old Fujifilm film stock.
Mm-hmm. Like Kodak.
And so, yeah, yeah.
Kodak
and,
220, KK220 well, or something
Kodachrome.
Like that. Kodachrome.
Kodachrome.
On your face.
They're called recipes.
Where I'm
you
sorry?
Can, like,
hey!
Put in these
they got
IQ
original recipe
11 herbs
in there and there's some for like Kodachrome and stuff like that. They're trying to simulate the look of
simulacrum
and yeah, and the JPEGs look pretty nice to come out of it.
I'm sorry, what?
The
what's JPEG?
It's GIF.
Jewish persons eating grapes.
Now you
it's
really
like
want me to know.
Joint photography experts group or something yeah. like that.
Right.
What's the name of a fucking organization?
Yeah, they yeah. made a standard. The JPEG standard.
Down. Okay.
Like MP3.
How about PNG?
MPEG.
How about PNG?
Movie pictures.
Persians.
No.
No.
And Greeks. Persians.
Nope. And Greeks.
Persians and Greeks.
Anyway, long story
anyway.
Short, Burrito's asking you to do a tasteful nude photo shoot
so
with his new
camera. He's asked to do with his own camera. He has to bring his own camera to his burlesque or what is it called? A boudoir. They say, look, I'll take
so
your
he's
got to
like go fucking spread his cheeks, take a shot, and then go around the camera and look.
No, no.
Make sure
no, no. The photographer is like a scummy guy that just wants to see Burrito's asshole.
He's like, hey,
and he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't have a camera. And he's like, oh, I got it. I can supply my
you
own camera.
You can use my camera. It's brand new. It's got these recipes.
What?
Oh,
you don't
is
like
Burrito
this?
In front of the camera or behind the camera? Because I think he's behind the camera in this question.
Oh.
But if you're
no.
asked to do a tasteful nude photo shoot
with his new camera.
With his new camera,
his
he's a photographer.
Makes sense. This makes sense, too.
I get what he's saying. But
okay. Yeah. Somebody.
Is there any other kind of nude photo shoot than a tasteful
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah.
Tell
oh,
us
yeah.
about it.
That's oh, yeah.
I've,
the
seen some very distasteful.
There's gape. There's oh, a playing with your food.
It's the penthouse versus see. Playboy scenario.
Also,
I see.
Whores Magazine, you ever read that one?
Is that a real thing?
No.
That would be awesome.
Whores! Anyway, what are you trying to get at here, dude?
I'm just asking Burrito how he would handle the situation.
And the situation is
he's a photographer.
That some seedy guy wanted to see him naked.
Yeah, Burrito.
And asked him to, and then Burrito to supply his own camera,
camera right.
to be sexually Yeah, where you harassed. At, Burrito?
I feel like that's how they'd get me in there.
With your camera?
Like asking me to do a tasteful nude photo.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
See, this is what actually is happening.
The language is all kind of vague. It's like, how much would you Monkeys charge to do bottle, a nude man. Photo shoot? And you say, oh, I don't know, $250
Yeah.
And they get there, like, and it's like, oh, no, you're shooting me.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're the nude.
You're the nude.
Yeah, you were talking about your camera. That's irregardless here. You're the nude. I'm glad you brought your camera. Oh, your camera's actually nicer than mine. Mine was just fake.
Let me borrow your camera.
So you're saying I should, like, go on Instagram and find, like, some hot photographers and pose that question to them?
That's not
How
bad.
How much for a nude photo shoot?
That's not right. bad.
And I flip the damn script, and then they,
yeah.
And then they leak my DMs, and everyone hates me after that.
That's not bad. Yeah, you're famous, right?
I guess.
Infamy, what does it end with? For me.
Oh, good point.
No such thing as bad press.
That's what they say.
That's what
Only
they say.
Only good news is no news.
It's definitely true, dude.
Yeah, across the board. Anyway, what's your progress here? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're fine with being in like undies and getting your photo taken?
Oh, here it is. Here's the naked shot they're trying to get him. So he's got a DSLR, right? So like, okay, you got to take the lens off. Put your dick in the camera hole.
that's just going to be dark and blurry, right?
No, it's a prop now. They're taking a picture of him doing that.
Okay, so he's like, use your SLR as a flashlight.
Yeah.
Fuck the camera.
Yeah, fuck the camera. Damn. Dude, I just bought this thing.
Yeah.
It's $250.
So you would do that?
I don't want to get messy.
I'm not going to fucking Is it really going to get messy into though? The camera clean, body.
Are you going to pre-cum in your camera?
Dude, you don't want anything on your camera sensor and then fucking come.
I mean, it's a just sexy dick camera, meat. So, you know.
So, yeah, the way you've been talking about that camera.
It's like your firstborn, dude. You don't even talk about your own son that much.
Yeah, man.
Do I have one of those?
See?
Speaking of sons.
Something I don't.
Right. And then I know of, hey, speaking of sons, I love you too much to argue, quote unquote, Arthur. What the fuck, man?
Arthur,
are you okay?
Can I just say, yeah. It's like, hold on. Exactly. I'm like, just, I don't remember when it was, but sometime this week, I got a notification from Slack and it said, DXQ, I love you too much to argue. And I was like, oh, there's something going on right now.
Happening.
There's something happening in the Arthur household.
I swiped clear on that message real quick.
Well, I'll give you the transparent. I'll give you the transparent reference, but I just wanted to dissect this line.
Sure.
Okay, but my transparent reference was I was just reading this article on like how to talk to kids, 100%. And one of those was bad advice to say, I love you too much to argue to like a child in order to like, why we're not fighting.
Yeah. Because it's not a good thing
if
to
the kid
tell
gets
a child.
I don't understand. Wait, the kid gets out of hand.
Okay, and to stop the thing, he says, I'm not going to argue with you. I love you too much to argue.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then just beats them.
I see. We ain't arguing. We telling.
No, that's what my parents would say. They're like, I'm not going to argue with you.
No, but they're not saying. Yeah,
I'm not going to say. It has nothing to do with love. I'm not going to argue with your ass.
Yeah.
Which
I love you too much to argue.
Yeah, it's worded that.
Yeah, I love you too much. It's
like
kind of
child abuse.
It's child abuse.
It's child abuse, man. I love, because now the child's going to train to never argue because then you don't love that person.
I would never even think to say this to
a
kid.
Yeah, because this is child abuse.
No, it's just stupid.
Well, I mean, is the advice just to like say, I'm not going to argue, and then you just walk away and then let them continue
their shitty emotions?
Why aren't you fighting back? Explain that to me.
Because I love you too much to fight back.
Like, why aren't you continuing this argument, educating that child?
I would say, hey, I don't really like arguing, so that's kind of, this is where I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I love myself too much to argue.
That's a better phrase.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Look at this. He's
that's
all about
setting
self
boundaries.
Damn,
dude.
Next time,
damn,
Ryan!
Dude. We're setting boundaries with self care. Oh my god,
shit.
What's next? Work life balance,
bitch. It's called fucking mindfulness.
Oh
you
my
little
god,
bitch.
You really are being fucking mindfulness's little bitch lately.
No,
you need to sit your little sexy.
Wait, you're
what?
Mindful, man. You're fucking present
that's
in the
weird,
moment,
dude. I'm just like getting butt fucked by mindfulness.
You're getting butt fucked by the Buddha. He's filling you.
Never felt so good either. Man.
He's enlightening you.
I'm not like not worrying about the future or the past, dude.
Man, you're just really present.
I'm just in the moment, dude. I'm
and
just like,
yeah, he's in you and you are in the moment. It's a three-way. You, Buddha, in the moment, dude.
Speaking
you're the
of the
fucking
moment.
Main event.
Have you ever heard that expression? It's like if you got one foot in the future, one in the past, you're pissing on the present.
Yeah.
Think about it. Go ahead.
Think about it.
All right. Moving on.
Thought
put that in
it.
Your fucking hat and think about it.
Pussy food.
Pussy food.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about this in the chat.
Yeah. Were tell us about pussy it, burrito. Yeah, so we were you were talking about a yeast infection and if you can make bread out of the yeast.
We really were talking about pussy food. Yeah, I was like, what? Food for your pussy?
Yeah, so Jim and I said that you could make pizza out of the pussy. The yeast.
The yeast.
And then Arthur said, absolutely not. Arthur put his foot down.
I didn't say absolutely not.
He said, there's no way. Chagrin. I cannot be convinced otherwise.
Yes, he says it provides no nutritional
value. And
then
Dr. Smotman comes in and says, Arthur, I'm sorry. You're a fucking dumbass bitch.
He drops a HuffPo article that was a listicle on things you can cook your feminist-hating uncle for Thanksgiving.
It had a slant, okay?
It was a HuffPo.
HuffPo's had a slant. Surprise,
had an article of pussy food you can lace your uncle with because he hates women.
Yeah, and if he says, you know what, I'm not actually feeling like, I'm actually just wanting to eat,
I'm a
eat
little
some turkey.
Turkish.
I just kind of want to eat some normal fucking food. I don't want to eat my damn niece's pussy shit, dude.
Expectorant. Pussy expectorant.
Yeah.
Some runoff.
Anyways. Is that pretty much that sum up what happened?
We good.
I think so. Oh, yeah, and there's beer. There's a beer.
Don't say, oh, what's the name? Wouldn't that be nice?
Is it just a recipe or does it have a name?
Oh, it's bottled.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. It was like some kind of... What was some sort of chemical that comes out of the vagina?
Vagina?
It comes out of the...
Beergina? Was that what it was?
Yeah, but beergina.
Beergina? Or cunt beer? Straight from the
cunt
twat?
Juice.
I'd call mine muff, like duff.
That's not bad.
The can
that's
would not be bad.
Just have the M sideways.
Yeah, man.
Wow, that is good.
Thanks. Wow, dude. Wow.
Look, it's been a long time. Thanks for covering.
It's crazy because I would have tried the pussy pizza. Pizza? No. I would have tried the pussy pizza. I would have tried the...
It's pussy, but with Z's.
Pussy.
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 It's a lot.
I would try the za, dude. Or I would try the beer, but because of that feminist HuffPost article, they turned me off, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Hey.
Why
you gotta, lace
like,
your uncle?
God's vagina.
And you think force feeding somebody vagina is gonna make them like women more?
No.
Bullshit!
Yeah, probably not.
How much would you be hunting for that taste in your pizza, though?
No.
You think it's like cannibalism? Once you get the taste?
The taste, that the heat in your belly that you can't...
You're like, hey, there's something I couldn't put my tongue on.
There's a hung... Oh, wow. Yeah, it's the clitoris because it doesn't exist.
It won't taste like that.
Yeah, of course not. It's baked.
No,
it's just
Maria, don't ruin the bit. No,
yeah, why are you shitting on
the
idea?
We know it's not going to taste like fucking sardines.
Yeah, or you know what's even crazier is if you eat your niece's pussy pizza, and then like you start tasting other pussy yeast pizza, and you're like, it's not. I prefer my nieces.
Yeah, exactly. My
what
nieces
if you prefer your nieces.
My niece's pussy yeast does something special to the za. And that's something special. Yeah. Really tickles my fancy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
My flavor
it's dangerous.
Profile.
You don't want to find out that your favorite pizza. Pussy pizza is your niece's.
Your favorite pizza at large.
You don't want to find that.
Like,
out.
Like all the pizza you eat now tastes grayscale.
Yeah.
And then when you eat your niece's pussy pizza,
saturation.
You get the saturation. Plus, you see other colors.
Wow.
Yeah. Some kind of pussy pizza eating vampire.
You don't want to go down that
road. You become a pussy pizza vampire.
I don't know what that noise is.
That's vampire fangs.
Hey, you guys know what you eat a lot, though?
What is that?
Social media feeds, people.
Oh, wow.
Tell me about it.
Slam Citizens life pro tips on curating your feeds. Here's your life pro tip. Turn them all the fuck off.
Hell yeah, Jimmy Jackson. Preach!
You have to.
Ooh, I would say.
Uh-oh.
That I did see Gemini Jackson's little green dot come on the Facebook
check my
the other
stupid
day.
Notification. Oh no, because I'm buying stuff on Marketplace.
Hey!
Oh,
okay.
It was so surprising though, because I was like, whoa.
Dude, did your account get hacked? Yeah, I'm never on the thing.
It's crazy. I still do check Facebook, but I have some good advice on curating, which is...
Talk about it, Brian!
I would have been doing for about close to 5 to 7 years is that anytime someone posts something political, I will block them. Or not block them, but I'll unfollow them. If it's on Facebook and you can like mute them for like 30 days, I'll give them a cooldown period.
Time out.
I'll say, okay, I'm not going to look at any of your posts. Maybe you're just caught up in the moment. Maybe you're just doing what everyone else is doing right now because everyone's yapping about some particular thing. And then if it happens again, you're out.
You're done.
And so now I just get people that are just posting innocuous shit about their kids. They're posting food stuff. and it's a pleasant experience.
It's like old internet.
Yeah.
Well, old social media, but when it was only the people you knew that you added.
And they're not talking about their opinions because they don't have any. The ones that I'm looking at now don't have opinions, and that's how I like people.
That's the best out of the bottle, internet.
Yeah. But on Twitter, now I basically know politics. I follow a bunch of just problematic humor accounts, just nihilistic comedy pages. Anyway, that's my tips.
Thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Gemini has the best tip so far, which is to suck your dick off.
No, you guys all have different angles about it. I mean, mine's like a clueless angle because I just don't really delve in it. But Burrito, how do you filter your stuff out on Instagram?
Tits only.
Instagram.
Shit. Oh, that's
multiple
true,
accounts.
That's
He's
true.
Got an ass account.
I generally don't follow my friends.
Oh, that's smart.
Man. Break our hearts.
Only brands.
You need to sit your little sexy ass
down. Yeah, it's really just artists.
Yeah. Yeah,
you like to really keep up with your friends.
That's
IRL.
Nice.
No, yeah, that's how you should.
You should know your friends' deep thoughts that they put up. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't put your deep thoughts online, but
it's a nice filter when people are willing to put their deep thoughts online. Now I don't have to worry about you.
I don't even
want to
know. I was just like, I liked you before.
Yeah, but
depends on the person.
So you'd hang out with Jeffrey Dahmer until you found out he was a
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, but like, you know, that you would rather find out that Jeffrey Dahmer was doing gay stuff.
That's not the problem I would have with you. That wouldn't even come close.
It's
on the list
top
of things.
Ten,
I'm like, look, Jeffrey, all this other shit, that's one thing, dude. But
dude, you should have told me.
Yeah, dude. Wait a second. Wait.
I go to church.
Wait, the severed neck you were fucking was a guy?
It was a dude?
It was a guy's neck? That's gay, dog.
I go to church. I got to go fucking talk to God tomorrow about this.
I'll call you later, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Jeff.
Yeah, but you'd rather know.
I wouldn't.
Plus, that's one less person to keep up with, man.
Gemini's trying to be a real friend.
One less person to keep up with.
Nah, you're right. But I don't know.
Speaking of tech.
Yeah.
A tech Shabbat.
What does that mean?
Barna.
Shabbat Shalom?
Kind of. Yeah, you go. It's a digital detox.
Yeah.
Is this where you can't open the refrigerator because you're making
that's a real
doing
life.
Word.
That's like the actual
doing
work.
Yeah.
Is that what the Shabbat? Oh yeah, I see. Yeah, you're like observing
the
Shabbat.
Day of rest.
Shabbos.
Yeah, like no work.
I don't roll on the Shabbos.
But a text Shabbat in this sense is not doing any social media for like an entire day.
Chinaman is not the it's preferred amazing. Nomenclature. Oh.
Yeah, it is really not, dude. Yeah, no, it's great. You should do it. It's hard.
I do it on the reg. I'm just asking.
I can't do it.
You can't do it? You don't think you could wake up?
I could probably.
Wait, just social media?
Mainly.
Yeah, I could do it.
I could, but I don't want to.
Like, you can watch TV and see the news and, you know, things like that. But in terms of, like, seeing what those channels are doing and their interactions. And
right.
What catches your attention about that. Even YouTube would be thrown into that.
Wow.
Can you do, like, a day without
Well, YouTube is kind of like
I would just
TV
watch movies,
pretty
much.
It's very tertiary. Yeah. You could, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are always the best days if you think about it.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I don't think I spend that much. I need to look at the
Look at your screen time stats. And be like, fucking 12 hours? No way.
Mine counts podcasting. So it skews it. It's like you were on your phone for like hours today.
I was listening to music, bitch.
Yeah.
Filter that out.
I should probably filter it out.
It breaks it down, though.
Yeah. I'll do some research. Because right now, I wouldn't be that surprised if I found out I'm actually on it for 11 hours a day.
But if you're just listening to a pod and not looking at the screen.
Are you looking at yours right now, Burrito?
Oh.
No, but I know. I'm way too much online.
Yeah,
just
man.
Always.
Try a tech Shabbat.
Tech Shabbat, dude.
Damn, dude, you're the fucking mindful, dude. You're always in the fucking moment.
Yeah.
You're getting
He's a
fucked
busy
by
guy.
Buddha, dude. You're getting fucking double teamed by Buddha and Gandhi, dude.
Wow, dude.
Or maybe he has each dick
dude,
in each hand.
You're getting spit roasted.
I'm getting spit roasted by the Buddha and Siddhartha. Shit.
And the Dalai Lama is licking your nutsack.
Damn.
I like it, man.
Damn,
the dude. Dalai Lama knows how to treat a motherfucker. He minds the ball sack.
What was the last time, Burrito?
Mindful ball sack.
You didn't look at social media like the whole day.
2007?
Shit.
I don't think it's really social media is the problem. I'm addicted to like mobile games that I play. Oh, and
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans with a K.
Yeah.
3 K's?
Yeah.
Cool Clash of Clans.
It's not even the Dots game.
Wow. A Wordle?
Sometimes Wordle.
You can do Wordle
but that's
on
not,
paper.
That's not mobile, but I mean.
Sort of.
Are you playing it on the internet?
You know, I haven't played it in a while.
Wow. Girdle. You broke your streak.
I started Girdle. Doing 64.
What would
Girdle be?
And it's,
Girdle?
It's really better online. Or like
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I can do it on the phone, but
You're scrolling through 64 frames of Wordle? No, thanks.
I mean, if you did a day where, say, you did nothing but like act like a tourist, you could do it pretty easy.
No, you'd have to get on your phone to like find directions.
Use the
shit.
Maps.
What am I going to fucking print out? MapQuest?
Yeah, use a paper map.
Do you use a paper map? Yeah, that is a whole day.
If you were like
just to get home's a whole day.
Rand McNally?
Yeah, man.
Rand McKiss my ass, dude.
Yeah.
Wife beaters.
Yeah, I got one on right now.
Yeah. Do you really? Yeah. Do you wear wife beaters?
All the time, man. Good I got God. Pronounced nipples.
I didn't know you were like that. What?
I have pronounced nipples.
So what is that? Can you follow it to its logical conclusion?
He tries to advertise his wife beater.
Just advertising. Anyone interested, pronounced nipples.
I never got into them.
Never got into pronounced nipples.
Yeah.
No. Not for you.
Oh. Dude, that makes me think of this.
I'm the Kylie Jenner of dudes.
Does she have pronounced nipples?
I don't know. Someone was selling pronounced nipples. They have nipple inserts for bras.
Like Rachel, Rachel from Friends?
Yeah.
Damn, you have a Rachel perfect tie into the upcoming news.
Oh, yeah?
A little foreshadowing. So you wear a wife beater because your nipples poke out. They're like puffy, so it like scratches you and what?
No.
It really has nothing. You just said it. Nothing to do with the wife beater.
Well, would
it
have anything to do with the wife beater?
I don't know. I was trying to make a connection.
It's a man's ear.
A bro.
But what is the wife beater for? What's the purpose?
It's an undershirt.
Yeah, it's an undershirt. So
but what's an undershirt
separation,
for?
So, separation from
like,
your
if
top.
If you're wearing a dress shirt, sometimes it's like starchy, right? So it's like pretty uncomfortable. So
oh, and it rubs against your nipples?
Yeah, yeah. It could rub against your nipples.
Is that?
No.
Because yeah. I've worn undershirts before, but I'm like, I don't know what the purpose is.
Yeah. No, I just like it's basically underwear.
Okay.
Under there.
For my top. And
free ball
know, it
and bottom.
It feels like a base. Yeah. I just shirt cock it.
Commando!
I wife beat cock it.
You should start wearing, you should wear.
Wife beater, cock out, Crocs.
You should wear a bodysuit, dude. You should get white. You should get basically what you're wearing right now. Is it the white one? The classic one?
What?
The white
it's gray.
But you can get one where it attaches
classic.
Underneath your
yeah,
grundle.
Like the yeah, like
a little button.
It has like a dick hole.
Those polos that you never have to tuck your shirt in.
Is that what it is?
They have
you can get one of those.
It
dude.
Looks like a baby baby wear for men. For
kinda.
Men.
The ones you don't tuck, right? Because it's cut right at the waist.
No. You don't have to tuck because they have clasps.
Are they like snaps?
And they snap
between
your legs.
Your balls.
To your socks?
No, underneath your legs.
Okay.
And all you gotta do is you gotta pull your little.
Just imagine a onesie.
You gotta pull your little dick. You gotta pull to the side, dude. Yeah. Fucking.
I thought you just like.
Let them eat your pussy, dude.
In your onesie, man. Yeah. Eat my pussy.
I want to fuck
dude,
my
collar shirt
Tinder match I have. I'm going to whip my dick out and tell her to eat my pussy. Like, eat my pussy, bitch.
I bet it would go way well, actually.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
She'll either laugh or be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just keep saying it. If she
eat
says,
my pussy.
Eat my pussy. Did I stutter? Eat my
Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
and then
if she's
see what
younger,
she does with
she's probably woke, so she's going to be like, oh, he's
You
trans.
Know he couldn't do that. You're going to puss out.
You'd be
if
like
you,
laughing.
I'm not going to say.
You'd be laughing too
I mean,
much.
If I would do it as a joke. I would do it as a joke. If it was like third or fourth time we hooked up, I would say eat my pussy.
All
for
right.
sure.
Challenge.
No, right. You should do it on the next match. That's how you start.
It's the opener?
When you start in the flirtatious period.
That would ruin it, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of.
How about just like in
yeah,
kind
no.
of casual conversation, would you eat my pussy?
Hey.
In polite company.
Look, if I met up with her.
I appreciate you introducing me to your parents. Would you eat my pussy?
How about after the first time you make her laugh?
Maybe so.
There you go.
Eat my pussy. She's just like giggling like,
no, yeah.
Eat my pussy.
She tells her something funny and she.
And like, yeah. Eat my pussy.
Yeah, something like that.
God, the pussy count on this episode, the pussy
high.
Word
rank
count
high.
Is very high.
Yeah, we're ranking. We're trying to rank for the word pussy. It's really difficult, actually.
Yeah.
It might be the
Damn.
Most difficult.
On the internet?
Yeah.
If you get page one with pussy.
You are doing well.
Yep.
Yeah. I hear you.
I bet it's number You're one is pussy.com.
Never been there.
Isn't Why would you go to pussy.com?
I don't know. It seems like a place I'd like to go.
It could be the best place on earth.
Nah.
That's what they call it, the most magical
the most
place
magical
on earth.
Best place on earth. It's called the best place on the internet, pussy.com. That's a really good tagline.
What's that?
The it's best called, place on the internet. No, yeah, it's called the best place on the internet, pussy.com. That's the whole tagline.
Yeah. You can get that .com. It's pretty long, but you can get it.
It's called the best place on the internet, pussy.com.
Yeah. Best place on the internet, pussy.com.
Yeah, but why?
Because you can.
It's a bit.
You can do whatever you want.
I miss those kind of bits, dude. I miss URL bits.
Yeah.
Like, you can't There's do
Nobody
URL
goes
bits.
On the internet anymore.
I know.
That's why, because nobody goes on the internet anymore.
It's just the most... They're just, what's it called?
They
the something walls?
Huh?
It's
just the veiled garden. Oh, yeah. Now.
Garden walls?
Guarded?
Guarded walls? Anyway. Gated community?
Yeah.
So is the term wife beaters canceled or not?
Oh, I don't know. Were you canceling
still say
the
it.
Police? You tell me?
No, not on my watch.
Well, in the sense of the undershirt, probably not, right?
Not on my, what's the last
Nobody's
watch?
Getting offended by saying, hey, your wife, you're wearing a wife beater.
Yeah, but do you think it's a marketable term?
No.
No, you can't just be like Hanes wife beaters.
Yeah, why not? I would buy it.
I would
yeah,
too.
But
you're a scumbag.
No,
there's
it's
no
like
money.
A slang term for it, so
yeah,
you're making
but, okay.
it cool.
Yeah, but no, you buy things with decorum.
Yeah.
In general.
Because wife beaters is like this hype-beast ass shit, dude.
Like a $50 wife beater?
It's called Hanes wife beater, $50.
Dude, Hanes wife beater is awesome.
H-A-Y-N-E-S, Hanes wife beater.
Hype?
I bet you still
and
get
that's
sued.
That's a good band name.
Hanes wife beater?
Yeah.
That's not a good band name. That's like a,
that's like a
that's
country
like a
band.
No, that's a scumbag
name
version.
Hanes.
That's the scumbag version of plain white tees.
Yeah, see, he still made a band
hey
out
there,
of it.
Delilah! Looking focused, sweet! Bitch!
What'd you say to me, Delilah?
What'd you say, Delilah? Yeah, it's not hey there, Delilah. That's
what'd you say to me, Delilah?
What'd you say, Delilah? I'm about to beat your ass if you don't come back to me now and don't go to your man. Brother's house again.
Get a hotel next time, bitch.
Hanes, wife, baby.
Fuck, bitch.
What'd you say, Delilah?
What'd you say, Delilah?
Wait, what'd you say, Delilah?
Fire, dude. The Hanes, wife, beater. What'd you say, Delilah?
Is it beaters or beater?
Because
you got plain white tees.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Beaters.
Beaters with a Z or no Z.
Yeah.
But I think the plain white tees is it's a play on word.
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah. What'd you fucking say to me, you piece of shit, bitch? Come back here.
That was actually pretty fire.
That is fucking fire. The Hanes wife beaters. What'd you say, Delilah?
Would you just spell it straight up with H-A-Y-N-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
Wife, B-E-A-T-E-R-S.
Z.
Z? You have to use a Z, huh?
Always. Has to be the Z.
Slam City. Mm-hmm. Slam City.
Slam City.
Glam City.
Wow. Clam City.
Clam City!
That's a strip girls- club.
Oh.
That's a strip club,
shit.
Dude, in Slam City.
Yeah. And it's like 30 miles away from the food truck trailer park.
Yeah. It's on the other side
of like
town.
It's like Bunny Ranch shit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Outskirts.
Wow, dude.
Clam City.
That's fucking funny, man.
And it's all, dude.
Yeah, that's the only way. That's why you have to go outside of town, man. City limits.
Where you at with doing tasteful photo shoots at Clam City, Burrito?
Clam City?
Yeah, it's for like the
website.
Yeah, for the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, okay.
You know, as a young guy, you
would
feel
you do
like
Gonzo?
It's... Wow, dude. What? You might get some shit on your shit.
Yeah. Would you do Ooh. Gonzo photo shoots?
What's that?
You know, like POV shit. He doesn't want to do this photo shoot, guys.
He doesn't want to put his dick on
in front of camera.
In front of camera.
Oh. They won't know it's your dick.
His dick's camera shy.
Oh.
They won't know it's your dick.
Brian McFly might.
Doing what? Gonzo?
What up?
Would you do a Gonzo photo shoot at Clam City?
We just found out the strip club name for Slam City.
it's been there the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we have an OnlyFans account for this strip club, and so the strippers for like extra pay.
As a real property, yeah, man.
We'll Only some. Clams?
On fire!
Okay, we have an Only Clams for Clam City.
Yeah, that's the account name, Only Clams. Yeah. With a Z.
OnlyFans.com/OnlyClams.
It's too redundant.
It's you know what's crazy is Only Clams with a Z is so much trashier than just Only Clams.
Yeah, it is.
And Only Clams is already trashier.
Hey,
yeah.
How much more trashier with two Z's?
No,
come on, dude.
Because the others were taken.
Jam.
Wow, there are other clams that named only clams with a Z.
Yeah,
maybe rethink.
Double Z.
Maybe rethink.
Dude, Clam Jam Fridays, is that happening at
only clams.
The Clam City?
They serve clamato fresh from the tap.
Okay, so
bitches just shove fucking tomatoes up there and squeeze them.
That's so, time of the month.
So would I take the pictures of, of these clams?
Yeah,
no, you do the gonzo.
Gonzo.
What does that mean?
Only clams.
POV.
They're sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you're asking me would I let strippers suck my dick?
But you have to take pictures of it.
Yeah.
And shoot videos for the OnlyFans.
Yeah, do I have to show my face?
You can be faceless.
I mean, you can at the end.
That's the dream, to be in porn and not have to show your face and have your dad see it.
See, this is why Brian is Burrito's Yang.
Wow.
Because Burrito wouldn't even do it?
No, man.
Yeah, he couldn't even answer the question.
Is it because you think they're dirty whores and you don't want to have anything to do with them?
He respects women, that's why.
Oh, okay. I've never considered that. Not once.
Not one day in his life has he ever considered
I didn't even think that was
women.
A thing.
It's like, wait, I thought that was just like
Did I put words in your mouth, Burrito? Or is that the truth?
No.
What's the reason you wouldn't have sex with these women on
camera?
No, he's
not having sex. He's just fucking their skull.
Yeah. God damn. You see, there's a difference.
It's called love. Yeah. Yeah, so what's the reason you wouldn't do it?
Why won't you skull fuck
these clams? Fuck
these
whores?
Whores Magazine.
Clam City.
Whores Magazine. Oh, so they don't even put this. They don't even put the videos you shoot on the internet. They just print out pictures from those shoots and make Whores
That's a bad idea.
Is that with a Z?
Yeah, Whores Magazine.
Jorez.
Jorez. Jorez Mexico. That's the that's the Spanish version.
Oh, we got the Latina edition.
Yeah, it's got the accent Jorez.
Jorez.
And it's with a J. Jorez.
Hey, let me jump to the last one because this is a good transition.
Jorez.
Nacho cheese.
We missed location data.
Yeah, I'll get back to it.
Okay. Nacho cheese.
I just wanted a good transition here. All right. We're on this whole gonzo thing. He's going to do the photo shoot. But part of this scene is you got to stick your dick in some cheese whiz and let her suck it off.
That's not a barrier.
That's not even a question.
No.
That's not Burrito!
It might be a problem for Burrito. He might not like having food on his dick.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
See?
Are we four for four?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Is it hot
cheese? It's lukewarm. I thought about this. It's lukewarm.
That feels nice.
Okay. Like, it's not going to scar you or anything.
I might just fuck the cheese whiz bottle instead of
her. Here's the real story. They're taking it, the needle part, they're putting it in your urethra.
Oh,
they're
man.
Cheesing it.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then she squeezes it out.
No, yeah. That's not cheese whiz.
Huh?
Cheese whiz is in the jar.
No, I'm talking about nacho cheese.
Oh.
That cheese whiz, where it's like
But you're talking
oily.
About the...
You're talking about
spray cheese or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the name is.
Well, you could do the same thing with
the
needle.
You're going to make one of those.
You're saying sounding with the cheese?
Sounding with the cheese, and then she squeezes it out and while she's sucking your
dick. It's like a toothpaste tube.
Yeah.
You can't see my face, but it's
He's
I'm horrified.
He's a little disgusted.
You doing it?
No.
You wouldn't even
you're
try
out?
It?
Would I let someone spray cheese? That's
it's
a lot of cheese.
There's like three strippers.
It's not all going to stay in my fucking shaft.
You can't fucking piss it out.
You'll piss it out at the end.
You can't wring it out.
Yeah, you can.
That's her job. She's wringing it out and eating it. And feeding it to her friends because they're hungry.
Where does it go? If you push liquid
down your
urethra?
Okay, so most of it's going to go in my bladder. So
you're just putting enough.
Yeah, and your piss is going to break
it down. Your whole shaft.
No, I'm not doing this. Why?
Three strippers?
Why?
Okay. I'm just seeing where the barriers are.
For the gram.
But you're saying that if I don't do this, they won't suck my dick.
Exactly.
Shoots off.
This is the scene.
This is the money shot. The cheese.
It's cheese
I don't
whiz.
Money think shot. I'd like head that much.
Wow.
That all right,
much. He's out. But you'll do the whole nacho cheese dip my.
If I loved them?
Tostitos.
If I loved all three of them? Maybe. Maybe if I thought they were all sweet little baby girls, maybe I would
just,
do it.
Dom triplets. Little baby birds. Oh, yeah, they're Dom triplets.
Maybe if they were like, no, not Doms, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
you're
Dominican.
Not into the Dom triplets?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Dominican, sure.
Yeah, they're doing it. Dominicans.
Oh, no. I
thought you were saying dominant, dude.
Oh, D-A-H-M. No. From Playboy? Nobody?
Nope.
Boomin. You watch too much Playboy, old man.
After dark?
I mean, it was probably 2000s.
Yeah. Were they the Riley Reid of Playboy?
Kind
yeah,
of,
there were two
there
of
were
them.
There were like triplets.
Oh, three of them.
Yeah, there are three of them that look the same, and they were like Playboys.
I love when they're twins and triplets.
There you go.
Can't
get
enough
of
it. Because you know for sure
Not
it was
Dominican.
Their father's fault. There's confirmation.
Damn, I want to get Burrito in on this. Hey, Burrito.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the kind of cheese that comes in a can that you spray out?
onto your Ritz.
Yeah. Cheese Whiz.
Would you let? It's not so Cheese Whiz. It's not, I think we've been through that. I think I made that. Y'all set me straight on this, right?
No.
Cheese Whiz comes in a jar.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz comes in a jar.
I don't know that.
Okay.
We call it both Cheese Whiz. I'll accept Cheese Whiz.
Anyways.
I think they make Cheese Whiz in cans.
They might.
It's called something else.
So the Cheese Whiz in a can that sprays up, one of these strippers is going to spray it up your penis hole.
Sound it.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that she's going to suck your dick. That makes it more interesting.
Dom triplets. So not Dominican.
Three of the hottest girls, but the only way they're going to suck your dick is if they can wring out the cheese that you sprayed up there.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not a no.
It might be my only shot at getting multiple people to suck my dick at the
same
time.
Cheese Whiz also comes in a can.
They were put there by a man.
Oh, it does?
In a factory downtown.
Okay. Then that's true.
Well, what we're thinking of, Brian McFly, is Easy Cheese.
Easy Cheese.
No, what I'm thinking of is the generic brand, the Great Value, whatever they call that. Of Easy Cheese.
Whiz.
Easier Cheese.
Yeah. Cheesy.
That was double quantimino.
Easy Cheese.
I think, wait, location data.
Oh yeah, real quick.
I got the FBI.
Kind of, yeah. It was like related to that story, but sure. I'm saying like location. If you had the chance to buy it.
My own location data?
Either that or
there's nobody that wants to know.
Okay, so you're out.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Burrito?
Well, I don't know the question.
Would you buy somebody's location
data? If the location data was available to you.
Oh.
Any time in your life.
Just of someone else?
Or yourself.
Could you get like Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Shit.
Or like Jeffrey Epstein?
I can't think of anyone that I would want to know where they've
been. Jeffrey Epstein's.
I can't. I mean, that's like nefarious.
Yeah, it's only nefarious, man.
Yeah, or you're just like, I got to know where my fucking bitch wife has been.
Well, you know she's not a good place to be. Yeah, exactly. If you're questioning, dude,
you know where
she's
been.
She's in an underpass. She's in an underpass fucking like 12 dudes.
Yeah, dude.
Because she's a member of the police force.
Or Subway.
Squeezing Cheese Whiz out of their chest.
Wow. Shit.
Damn, dude.
Wow, nice one, dude.
Fuck.
Zach.
Wait.
My God.
But the location data thing I was going to ask you guys real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Quick
one time when we
close. Is that how much do you guys safeguard your location data?
I'm bad about it, man.
I try to be good, but I'm bad.
I'm consciously like saying no.
Right.
And
trying to turn
Apple
it off.
Does a thing where it's like, you
update,
know,
turns it back on.
No, Apple has explicit, every app has to ask you every time.
Yeah.
It's like allow when using. Oh, yeah. Or,
I think that's across the board these days.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Burrito?
But I don't trust that. I don't think it's true.
Well, Apple's collecting it.
Yeah. And they might be selling it.
Wow.
Yeah, I just let Pokemon Go use it.
Yeah, Pokemon knows where you've been for the last few years.
So when you go do stuff nefarious, do you turn off the Pokemon Go, Burrito?
Yeah, when you go buy bicycle parts that may or may not be made by child labor, do you turn off Pokemon Go or are you like...
I just do that online, man.
Wow, he has a child labor parts delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's best to like to divorce yourself from that entire
process.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it heal. What is this, amateur hour? That was Double X Quantimino.
Julio Tejas, Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight.
Why wait?
Why wait? Julio help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. We'll regret it tomorrow. Lutas.
And this is the news. Kayla.
Kayla Lameau, Canadian teacher with size Z prosthetic breast placed on.
Have you seen this?
I saw that.
This is awesome.
Speaking of protruding nipples.
This is awesome.
All the podcasts that I watch and listen to have been saying that he looks like Tim Dillon.
That's funny.
A little bit. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know who Tim Dillon is.
He looks like a fat white guy
with massive tits.
Well, if you put on the tits, they would look a lot like.
I got you. But
anyway.
This is the thing that throws me off about this story is like the way they got this whole thing to go through this way is that when this guy's in public or like not at school, he doesn't dress that way.
Yeah.
And he likes to claim that these tits are real at school and that he has some disorder.
They're real and they're great.
Yeah. That causes them to be ginormous.
So is it a he or she? What did they, what do they want to be called?
I'll just say born male.
Okay. And I don't understand, because there's pictures of them walking down the street without any of the shit on.
Right.
And then there's pictures at school with all the stuff on. So it's confusing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe them is the right. Or maybe just like we're...
I mean, yeah. Maybe that personality goes away after she punches, he or she punches out. And now they're back to being Jeffrey Lemieux.
Maybe there's something about just a bunch of children around
some
that makes you just want to
pissing
plop
you off.
Some tits on.
Sure.
You ever feel that? You ever
wearing a flak jacket? Absolutely.
Size Z.
Size Z flak jacket.
Oh,
keep
okay.
These
you're
kids
saying
at
this
bay.
Is a safety thing.
Yeah, man.
Of all the school shootings.
Exactly.
She puts the tits on.
How she got plate carriers.
Locking bullets.
Bulletproof tits.
Uh-huh.
Shit, maybe.
Lock and bloating.
Dang. We might have stumbled upon a...
She's ready. Kayla's ready.
Good God.
Kayla at the ready, huh?
She kept those nipples under control. Like,
what do you mean about that?
Those fat size Z things in a sweater.
Sure.
Did have the nipples poking out.
Sure.
That was a little...
Maybe.
I mean,
okay.
The whole thing was...
It was kind of a little different from what schools expect, right?
Yeah, but why'd they hire her?
Qualified?
I think they probably hired Kyle...
Oh,
and then
no.
They got Kayla.
Have you seen Kyle?
You don't think he would be hired?
Looks like a teacher to me.
That's the shop teacher.
Yeah, the shop teacher.
She can get her titty caught in the fucking bandsaw.
Yeah, but it won't hurt.
It'll pop.
It won't hurt.
Unless they were real titty. Like she claims.
It's not. They're not.
Her real titties.
Maybe
she got a
made
disease.
Out of wood.
What do you mean? What's the disease? Did they get really big and they get really small depending on when you take the picture?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
That's an interesting.
It goes
disease.
Up Z sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes all the way up to size Z.
Was this really Z?
That'd be damn uncomfortable. Where's the fluid go in the
maybe,
meantime?
Like your tummy? Like your
maybe she gets tall.
Belly.
She's 6'7" at home, but then the fucking 6 o'clock, oh no, my tits are coming. Yeah.
Or if they went to their balls.
Wow, man. I would hate to have
size
nut
Z
sack,
balls.
Bro.
I mean, you're just sitting at home. It's like a beanbag. You just play some video games.
You don't see her going to sit on them. That would
that's
hurt.
Like a whole kind of episodic
you don't know
thing.
That. It could be calloused at that point.
I don't want them to be.
Yeah, you want them to maintain sensitivity, but, you know, if you're dragging them around and they're that big, they got to have tough skin.
I think there was a South Park where they're like bouncing
Randy?
Around on their on their nutsack.
Yeah.
So
cool.
There's precedent, you say.
Yeah, there's precedent.
So what if you guys were students at this school?
I'd suck her tits, dude.
You try to
I'd latch on, I'd try to get some milk, and then I'd realize it's just a bulletproof vest.
Damn, and I broke my teeth on your titties.
I definitely have trouble keeping my eyes on them.
You'd put them together and start fucking them.
Where you at, burrito?
Yeah, would you fuck if
would
you were
fuck
it? Would you titty fuck this fucking trans woman?
Kayla Lemieux?
They don't look inviting.
No, they don't.
Me.
That's like, what's sad.
It's the wig that
that's
gets
the saddest
me.
Part of this whole story.
I know.
I don't want to fuck these tits.
Yeah. How do you have tits that... I don't want to fuck.
What if they were legit, though?
I would try. I don't
you would try.
Think so. I think it'd be a mess.
When you get lost, dude. Lost in the sauce?
Yeah.
You don't think there's
what
like
do you
think
mad
these, like, 40
cheese? Times the dick?
You don't think there's mad cheese under there?
It's not real. There's no cheese.
I know, but he said if it was.
Oh, if it was real, yeah, there
if
would be mad
if it was a
t-shirt
with size Z jugs?
Oh, man. It'd
but
be
also,
a nightmare.
From dick to tit ratio?
You lost in the sauce, like you say.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
We're talking like maybe 100 times the size.
Like
very well could
A,
be.
Double A?
Z's.
But backwards on the alphabet. What's before A?
I don't know. AA? Yeah, I mean, you might be right. It goes from Z to AA.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know, man. All I know is that I wish Kayla well, and I hope her tits stop shrinking and then growing out again.
It seems inconvenient.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a completely made up thing that she's saying. So,
speaking of an unfortunate situation.
Yes.
Over $30 million worth of Funkos are being dumped.
Dumped.
Sorry,
dumped,
burrito.
Dumped.
Funk?
You seem like a Funko man. No offense.
I have a couple that people have given me, but I don't actively collect them.
Can you explain these financial
struggles?
You know
someone that's a Funko person.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you a Funko man yourself?
I'm not.
You're just
a
man.
You're just a man.
What do you guys think about these financial struggles? What do you think caused it? Do you think the collectors were just done collecting Funko?
I think this was just inventory, and instead of clearing it out, it's to maintain the market.
Like shit that doesn't sell?
It doesn't sell, or they have
too much.
They have too much, or there's some that are now considered rare. Uh-huh. And if they put these, it'll tank the value of those things. So this is just $30 million of plastic. Tomfoolery.
I think these were ones that were never like limited edition or anything. So, so they're just like
overstock.
Filler.
They just made too many.
This is $30 million worth of Iron Man.
Yeah, and what do they mean by dumped, you know?
Yeah, they buried it next to all the E.T. games.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
We're just selling them out.
Yeah, I feel like companies do this all the time, though. Absolutely. We just don't hear about it.
Yeah, but $30 million is a lot. But yeah. Also, lot that's probably the street value. So I guess the manufacturing cost is somewhere in $1 to $3
million. They make Funkos of like everything.
Yeah.
So it could just be like
all the Brian McFly Funkos.
The cast of Taxi.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just some fucking.
The cast of Taxi.
I want the Danny DeVito one, man.
Yeah, dude.
Who's the boss edition?
Actually, yeah. You know what? This isn't a bad idea. The cast of Taxi.
I would love a Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, just grumpy ass.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Tony Danza's on Taxi?
Tony Danza's on there, yeah.
Is
he? He's a little hunk.
Yeah. Oh, right? Wow. This is prime.
I'm surprised there's not any Funkos of the Slam City cast.
Shit.
Yeah, we're still working on that fucking deal. Well, Julio's asking for more money.
Yeah.
So it's in negotiations.
He says, I started $3 million.
And they're like, yeah, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who are you?
There's an Instagram filter for that, right?
A Funko filter?
Yeah.
Shit.
Norwalk math teacher accused of using chokehold on student resigns, officials say.
What is this, amateur?
Brookside Elementary math coach has resigned after Norfolk police said she was arrested last week after... What?
Norwalk.
Oh, Norwalk police said... she was arrested last week after police say she demonstrated a martial arts chokehold on 3 fifth-grade students, one of whom's passed out.
Can I tell you, these fifth graders are boys, and they said, do me.
Yeah, it's like, you can't choke me out. And she's like, I can, and I will.
I think the fifth graders were having a good time with
Absolutely.
And then the person was just like, I can do it. I don't think it really hurts you to do that. They do it in jiu-jitsu all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, your teacher's not supposed to choke you out.
Where in the Constitution does it say that?
It's like Article 3.
3A.
Thou shalt not choke out the damn students.
I feel bad for this teacher.
Absolutely.
The kids were. If the teacher was not trying to... Oh, it was a woman, right? Yeah. Especially because the woman probably wasn't trying to make them like pass out, and
they just didn't tap.
They didn't tap.
They didn't tap.
Little fucking
big. You know why they didn't tap? Because they were passed out.
Yeah, they're trying to get some raging boners going.
Oh, he got a fucking boner, man. You don't think cuddled up in Miss what's her name?
Those are the
Brookside.
Miss Brookside's arms. You know, like you're just tied up in there. He just fell asleep. He was just in heaven.
The ramifications are far-reaching, dude, because this fifth grader, dude, his sex life...
Oh, my God. You're
he's
right.
He's going to have to hire this. He's going to hire these women to choke him out.
He
dude.
Has to have
otherwise,
this.
Otherwise, he's not coming.
He's not getting hard.
I can't come unless I'm passed out.
No, he's right. He doesn't even get hard. Monkey's no blood bottle, enters his dick.
Unless his brain blood is cut off.
Exactly.
Shit.
Wow. So, yeah, now you're on
the
board.
Teacher, I'm against the teacher for ruining this boy.
Yeah. That boy,
sweet baby boy.
Brian McFly. Thanks, Miss Brookside.
I have a flashback. I'm like, oh. This is Robinson.
Ooh. Hey, Mrs. Genshin Impact voice actor asks fans to bathe before attending concert.
Not a bad request.
Not a bad play.
Let me ask real quick.
I read this one.
This is a voice actor.
Okay? Yeah.
So... It's just the person that portrays this Genshin Impact person.
No, Genshin Impact is a video game.
Right.
Massively wild video game. One of the characters, they're all anime girls.
Yeah.
So one of the characters' voice actress made a guide on how to prepare to come to the concert.
I see.
There's a concert for the video
game?
She's
a singer.
Like a meet and greet, though, right?
Yeah, she's a singer. She's a more than just this voice actress.
Oh, a lot of these folks are multi-talented.
This is a opportunity to meet her, and she said, I think it's an anime convention. She's going to be there.
Mm.
Anyway, she's like, you guys got to bathe. You stinky butt motherfuckers.
Is she saying they stink?
Butt motherfuckers?
Do you think a Genshin Impact person, what do you think the odds are that they stink?
The fans?
Yeah.
Hummered.
Really?
150%. It's 1-to-1.
Yeah, man. You really have to enforce this.
It's 1-to-1.
They're playing this game so much.
If you've never been around anime people, my God.
Oh, you're for real?
Yeah.
If you've never been around a con in general.
Cons in general.
Yeah, ninja game people, dude.
Tell us about it.
Look, they don't usually go outside. So they don't know the rules of engagement.
Wow.
Out here, we wipe our ass.
So every time you guys
we wash our dicks and we wipe our ass.
And have you ever spent like multiple days in your house without leaving?
Yeah.
You're not showering.
Sometimes.
No.
After a hot day, you're working outside?
No, you don't do that.
No,
what?
In this situation,
you stay inside.
This is what these fans do.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're probably pretty stinky.
cheese all around.
Sticky like zombies?
Scientists have revived a zombie virus that spent 48,500 years frozen in the permafrost.
Pretty cool. Tell us about it, Gemini!
That's it, man. That's a wrap for civilization. We're done here. They said this is a prehistoric virus that or fungi that has been known to eat humans before humans existed.
You don't think we have the antibodies to take over this?
We didn't defrost those yet.
We'll just invent them.
Oh no, we defrosted the zombie virus without defrosting the zombie antivirus.
We're fucked.
I don't believe this.
No?
I don't believe anything anymore, dude.
I believe it.
Which zombie show would you be in if you were part of the zombie?
I don't like
zombie
shit.
Last of Us episode 3.
I'd be the gay guy.
What's going on in Last of Us episode 3?
I don't think it was a 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be one of the gay guys.
What's happening?
Whichever one gets his ass fucked, I'd be that guy.
By a zombie dick broke. And then the zombie breaks the dick off in the ass.
Oh, no.
He'd be like, something to remember me by.
I busted both of my nuts in there.
Zombies talk.
No. Maybe no, my zombie
did
movie.
Say,
yeah. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, keep my dick warm for me.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at with zombie movies or shows, Burrito?
Which ones do I like?
Or which one would you be in if you got infected by a zombie
Last
virus?
Of Us season 3.
Which one would you like to live in?
Last of Us episode 3, I'd be the dick.
I've seen a little bit of The Walking Dead, and I do like the idea of being in like one of those fortified communities, you know?
Survivalist ones?
Yeah.
Because you just like, you like being...
I'm a prepper, dude, too.
You like being... Hey, listen, ladies. There's danger out there, okay?
Listen, ladies, now that there's no laws...
maybe I'm the basement? Law. Yeah, would you like to come to my basement? That's not a question.
Is Bob Schultz?
Wow.
How about iZombie?
iZombie. He wants to fuck the lead actress.
Dang.
Who's that?
She a zombie.
Carly?
She looked like Eliza Dushku.
What's her name?
Anna D'Armas.
She's in Ghost now.
I don't know that.
Anna D'Armas?
Demi Moore?
Yeah, was it Demi Moore?
Was it Miley Cyrus? Was
she's
it
from New Zealand.
Okay.
Nar.
Emily Blunt?
No.
Emily Cullen?
Michael Blunt.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
82-year-old man charged with sale of fake Michael Jordan cards.
Love it, dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that they're hacking it to the point that buyers are falling for this shit.
Yeah, because the front has to be glossy and the back has to be matte. I mean, that's some good work.
Yeah, this guy's putting in the work.
And these are even like
and
graded.
You gotta have that holographic sticker.
Oh, he got it graded. Oh, you think he's faking the grade too? That might. If he can do the card, he can fake the
card, the plastic, the grades,
the nitrogen air. Yeah. All of it faked.
Using actual serial numbers.
That's pretty cool.
82 and still scamming, man. That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
Most people would be like, oh, that's a young man's game. This guy.
Grift until the end.
You got to respect it.
This guy, if he goes to prison, he's going to be running that bitch.
Yeah, like no one's going to fuck his old ass.
Describe the scheme, 82-year-old man.
Why? Are you trying to pick it up? It's just counterfeiting cards and selling them on eBay. Interesting.
I love counterfeiting.
Yeah.
Like when I watch, what's it called? Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, yeah.
Love it, dude.
Delicious.
To Catch a Predator?
That's a different fucking counterfeit, man.
Why the fuck is he still eating pizza?
Yeah. I'll be done in a minute.
She's counterfeiting, dude.
Right. She's counterfeiting. I sold a bill of goods.
Yeah, man, I was promised.
Oh, my God.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubble Runner Booba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. You want substitutions?
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
Let's go across the pond. Not the pond you normally think of. The west
other
one.
Pond.
The west pond.
The big pond.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese street gang boss, despite not being Japanese and still trying to decide which hooligan's hairstyle to go with. So grab your chains and spike bats. These headlines are coming at you faster than a Neo Tokyo motorcycle. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Sextant.
Wow, a sextant.
Nice.
I used to think that was a tent in which you had sex.
It's a nautical thing, isn't it?
It is.
Well, yeah. For pirates.
First mate, the sextant.
I would like to be in it.
Mark Twain. All right. Let's go to Japan.
Yeah. Straight from Japan
gangs,
mines.
Guys.
Oh, wow.
Tokyo gang breaks no weapons rule. Shows up for fight with rivals carrying spiked bat.
Bastards.
You're right.
Okay, so, man. Okay. Bullshit. We had a rule, dude.
Dude.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Dude. Ow. Ow. Hey. Dude.
That's so naive, dude.
Yeah.
That's really
bring what,
let me set up
go
the
ahead,
story.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Please.
Set it up, yeah.
Please. Set it up, Burrito.
We're in a street gang.
Of course.
We are. We are.
What's our street gang's name?
Yeah, we need a name.
We post on Instagram.
The Slam City Baddies. The Slam City Bad Boys. The Slam City Bad Boys.
We post on Instagram. We'll be cruising Tachikawa on our bikes. See you there, Tachikawa people. Bikes.
Tachikowards.
Wait, yeah. They're doing this shit on Instagram?
Tachikowards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is not thuggish at all.
They posted this on Instagram.
Or is it? It's
and so people in Tachikawa, the residents in a rival gang said, come if you've got the guts.
Ooh. We're there, so, you Tachi cowards.
One thing led to another.
They started fucking.
They had a phone call between the members of the two
Zoom.
Gangs.
Call and collect.
Wow.
And they decided that they would just have
they
a
They ironed out some
rumble.
Details.
Oh, an old school rumble on a Zoom call.
So they decided, there's around 30 members in each gang, but they decided that when they gathered for the fight, they would do a team battle system. So they would have 6 representatives from each side.
This is way too organized.
They agreed,
what the hell, dude?
They agreed to no weapons.
They need to get laid
to
over there.
No, the thing is, one side agreed to this.
Nerd. The nerd
the
side.
The nerds agreed to this.
Okay, well, they both agreed.
We get our 6 strongest, you get your 6 strongest.
Yeah.
Karate style.
They both agreed that this is how it was going to go. So we get there. Right,
yeah.
In our
Who's
gang.
Who's we? A royal this, we?
The Slam City.
Okay.
The Slam
yeah,
City
the
bad,
bad boys. The Slam City bad boys.
What does that make you?
So we get there, and they brought weapons.
Those motherfuckers brought weapons?
I did not see this coming.
Wait, they live there, and they brought weapons, so they have home field advantage?
Yeah.
We were threatening them and going into their community, and we didn't expect them to have weapons?
Wow.
Shame on us.
They didn't follow the rules that we set down.
You broke the rules!
I think I'm going to be in the other street gang. I don't know what the fuck
yeah,
you guys
are thinking.
Yeah,
he's leaving us. Art's like, yo.
I ain't gangster at all!
Art's
I would break
like,
the
yo,
fucking rules, too!
These guys suck. They don't let me run the Instagram account. Can I join y'all real quick?
I brought my butterfly knife. Let's
I want to beat their asses. Yeah, come on back. And then you just start stabbing them from the back. Oh,
shit!
Is this like supposed to be a real gang, or is this supposed to be like a fake gang?
Yes, this is for jokes.
Yeah, they're motorcycle gangs.
This is so stupid.
I mean, it's inadvisable.
I mean, it's so funny that like
it's sweet.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Really sweet.
This comes time and time again with the Japan stuff. Yeah, it's like expecting someone to have a certain like
decorum
in a situation like this is insane.
Let's fucking fight, guys.
And honestly, dude,
duel
they should just
noon.
Get some,
but no
some P words. I'm not gonna say the P word. We already filled the quota. Pussy.
We're out of P words.
Well, see, they were trying to get pussy, but these guys who live there, like, not our pussy.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not today.
No, this is our pussy, and if anyone's going to not fuck these women, it's going to be us.
Yeah.
Not you.
Us with our spiked bats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the police confiscated one baseball bat that had nails hammered into it, several non-spiked bats, kitchen knives, and a stun gun.
Oh, my God.
And only 6 people were actually injured. So,
that's nice.
You know.
Yeah, but imagine getting swiped with a bat, man.
There's
nails in it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
It seems nefarious, right? At least so cool.
But just to nail a
I think
long
it's more
nail
against
a bat.
The law. I think it's against the law to do that.
Really?
Like do a they even do it? Shotgun?
Japanese
like a sawed-off shotgun.
I have a miniature bat in my car. Is that illegal to have?
What do you call
I
it?
So.
I call it my hitting
you
people
can
bat.
You can hammer in like one of those, little finishing nails. You know?
Oh, yeah, little finishing nails. So, like, it's a nice pattern. It's decorative. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Okay. I was wondering about the nails and I did the best I could. Little brad nails doing this like really intricate pattern.
Oh my God.
It says, welcome to Tanikawa.
Welcome.
Oh, you said we were on the welcoming committee. I got so fucking confused, dude.
Wrong email.
That's so fucking funny. And he's all embarrassed, so he's like hiding his bat behind his back.
Oh, that kind of funny.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like, yeah.
Speaking of following the rules, unlicensed drunk driver involved in a hit and run makes pathetic attempt to avoid the police.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
wow, so, was this headline written by a cop?
Yeah, how pathetic was this attempt?
Makes pathetic attempt to avoid
Japan
police.
Kind of boo-looky.
Oh my god, how pathetic.
I mean, maybe it was pathetic. Maybe
okay,
like,
let's see. Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
Brother.
So there was a guy who was hit from behind by a light truck.
Yeah,
He did recover, but he was fine. The driver of the vehicle, Tomoyuki Saito, had been bar hopping and drank about 10 highballs prior to the accident.
Wow.
In addition, he had lost his license in a previous DUI 7 years ago.
Really?
Alcoholism.
And was driving a truck with an inspection sticker that expired 1 year ago.
Wow. Like me.
So obviously he hit and ran, so he fled the scene. And so to hide
also a crime.
The biggest crime of all.
To hide from his
would-be
crimes,
captors.
He painted his truck a bright papaya orange.
Wow. It couldn't have been me.
Papaya orange.
I'm sorry.
It was not a very good paint job because apparently
like smeared
he
it.
Was still drunk.
He like painted it
he
with
was still drunk.
Oh my god.
He painted it with papaya.
just washed off in the rain. That's fun.
So, yeah,
I guess that is pretty
pathetic.
They
found him and the paint did not fool anyone.
Okay, wow. So yeah, the headline could be like, we wish the attempt was better.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. It says you're better than this.
You're better than this.
Is anyone familiar with Grand Theft Auto?
A little bit.
All right, does he do this in that game?
You can go into like a paint shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, an actual paint shop.
I forgot about it. I fucking love Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
My friend has Vice City, and every now and then we'll play Vice City.
Nice.
We'll put on the
the soundtrack and just cruise.
And I run. And it's just like in Miami or wherever.
I feel like you could do it in one of the racing games too. Like you could duck into a shop and like
get a paint job
repaint
real quick.
Get a rim job. And then it would lower your
star count.
Yeah, or whatever
the heat
it was
meter.
Like the heat
the cops
level.
Were
yeah,
on
that's
you.
Right.
Gotta get the heat off.
Yeah,
the heat is off.
How do we cool off that heat?
Speaking of drinking, Japanese hotel gives you a beer tap in your room, 10 liters of craft beer to drink for free.
Wow. That's a lot of beer.
It is a lot of beer.
It's cool though. Yeah, I mean, if you're having a party,
unless it's you and three other girls.
Wow. Oh, well, they're only eating dick cheese.
Shit.
Yeah, that was
literal dick cheese.
See, the hotel has a tap for beer and a tap for cheese.
Per night.
How much?
It says that works out to 17 plus pints per
That's,
night.
Some might say too much beer for one person.
Okay, you fucking nerd-ass bitch.
Dude.
Two people could take
That's a lot of liquid.
How much is it? I don't know.
17 pints?
Yeah. 5 liters?
Those are like 17 big beers.
Okay, a pint's 16 ounces.
But people have, they order a pint.
Generally,
yeah,
a
for
bottle
one beer.
Will be like half
that
a
is a lot
four
of beer.
Four of, 4 pints in a, what, gallon? So this is 4 gallons of beer, 4 and a quarter.
It'd be like a 20-pack of beer.
That is a lot, but I could do it.
Yeah.
In my prime. I couldn't do it now.
It's a lot of liquid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be peeing my dick off.
But he's also doing pee play.
Yeah, it helps. Okay,
I see. You got to stay hydrated during piss
and
play.
And by like the sixth beer, it's not even really piss anymore.
It's mostly just direct beer.
Yeah.
They could drink it and get drunk.
The liver ain't even working.
That's what I tell her to convince. I'm like, by the sixth beer, it's not even piss.
So why are you pissing on me before the sixth beer?
Because I like it.
Checking.
Check this out. Any leftover beer from your allotment is yours to take home with you when you're done.
Wow. That's nice, dude. No one does that.
They give you a growler and they let you take it home. Yeah.
Tell me this, burrito. How much a night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's interested. He's interested.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Oh, of course it doesn't say.
Bullshit. I mean, how much would it be for just the beer? 4 gallons of beer? You said a 20-pack?
Yeah, like $20.
Yeah. Something like 28 cans of beer.
It is nice, though.
28 cans.
God, that is nice.
Underestimated.
Though.
Yeah.
You know, my drinking days to just check into a hotel room and just
check out. Check in and check out. You don't even have to go down the fucking street.
No.
You don't have to talk to
anybody. I don't have to meet anyone. I don't have to look in anyone's eyes.
No.
Or be human.
But then you'd have to bathe before the...
Before the anime fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Do you think I'm listening to some woman tell me what to do, dude? Tell me to shower?
You're like, I saw your tweet about the shower. I appreciate the guide. I actually refrained from showering for twice as long as I usually would.
Yeah.
Just so I would have extra flavor to go around. Nobody brought theirs. I brought extra.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
and guess
that
what?
Was it.
9 seconds
right
to spare.
Now, oh, yeah, what are we fucking? I checked it out. Hold on.
Oh, no.
$241 a night.
$241 a night.
for a gimmick.
That's about
about a hotel room.
Yeah, I'd say like LA it's Tokyo, right?
Yeah, it's Tokyo.
We'll just say it's Tokyo.
Cool.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue, the soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!